The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And Aaron and I were just talking about some of the sponsors that have been with the station for a long, long time, and we've got our share of them here. But Audiology Associates, I said, I remember when the station first came on the air that they were one of the initial sponsors. So they've been around for a long, long time. And then, you know, Hoffman Awnings was another one. John Hoffman used to come on this show, and we let him sing his theme song. Those of you who have been longtime listeners remember that. Good old days. Let's talk to Neil calling from the road. Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I just went through the tunnel heading toward the east, toward Annapolis.
Uh-huh.
And, I've listened to your show a number of times. I'm not much of an outdoors outdoorsman hunter.
Yeah.
But when I was young, my father took a position in Superior, Wisconsin, 1 mile from the biggest lake in the country.
Right.
So you could imagine the kind of outdoors we experienced. But I lived there 10 years, and in those 10 years, there were 4 blizzards.
Right.
And one of them was a snowmobile emergency blizzard, because it was so bad that only thing allowed on the road were snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Some other little vignettes. One time we were, we all dressed in snowmobile suits because it was so cold. My mother was very lenient, and we all begged her to go outside during one of the storms when it was 40 below zero.
Why did you want your mother to go outside in 40 degrees below zero?
No, just us, just the kids.
You said I begged her. We begged her to go outside.
We so very good.
Yeah.
So we all dressed up. We got into our hats and suits and everything, and we walked out the door. And when we took a breath, our noses froze shut.
So
we turned right back around.
Yeah.
And went back in the house. But I'll tell you, it's so beautiful there. People don't know how beautiful the Great Lakes are, and opportunities to go to the Great Lakes should be taken in a heartbeat rather than some of these other places in the United States. But boy, what an experience to live there for those number of years. Yeah, I just thought I would share that with you.
I appreciate that. I have fished Lake Ontario a couple of occasions for trout and salmon, and it's always an experience. It's really cool up there. I like that.
Yeah,
beautiful country.
Yeah, we used to fish off the dock for walleye. And fish them walleye. But
best eating fish in the country.
Yes, it is. My sister lives in northern Minnesota, in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and I just checked the temperature there this morning. It was minus 25.
Minus 25. So. That's chilly. You do not go out in those situations, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. Just enjoying the show, and I love
your
demeanor,
you.
By the way. Yeah.
What's that?
I love the demeanor of the way that you present your show. It's very calming, and very nice.
We do our best.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, Neil. You have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
All right, man. See you. Bye-bye. I'll talk to Lee here in just a second. My dad was a nursing home administrator in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and 1 year during Christmas, and I can't even tell you what year because I was still living there, so it was sometime before I turned 18, so that would have been in the early 70s. Yeah, in the early 70s. The wind chill got to 50 degrees below zero, and one of the boilers that heated the building went out. There was no heat in the building for 120 nursing home patients. And the emergency call went out to the families, you're going to have to come get your folks. And, you know, Christmas Day, 50 degrees below zero wind chill, no heat in a giant concrete building. And then one of the county commissioners owned a motel or hotel nearby in an adjoining county. Some of the people went there to stay. But fortunately, my dad was able to get a contractor to come out from Pittsburgh to Somerset in that weather, which is about an hour and a half drive, maybe something like that, and repair the boiler on Christmas Day in those conditions and save the day. But I remember the panic with the staff and my dad and his administrative staff and that type of thing about what they were going to do, you know, to take care of these patients. And it was pretty hairy there for a couple of days, I will tell you. So, and I remember that was cold. And I didn't go outside 50 degrees below zero. No thanks. Sorry. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are things in your neck of the woods today?
All good, Alan.
Good.
I was thinking about when I was younger, we'd be looking out the window with the anticipation of the snow and how excited we would get.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, and growing up where I live now, there was my grandmother and grandfather's house, and on either side there was five siblings of his kids, my parents, and aunts and uncles. And we had no lack of finding somebody to go outside with and go sleigh riding.
Oh, absolutely, man.
And my grandfather's hill was one of the ideal spots. But then we had this trail, the trail that I actually use now for my deer hunting. It goes back into the woods, and we would set up three old Coleman lanterns.
Uh-huh.
To go down this trail, sleigh riding, and it was through the woods. It was a nice wide trail, so it was safe. And it was, you know, once you got it packed down, the snow and everything, it was such a treat for all of us, you know, sleigh ride or use those plastic saucer things.
Uh-huh.
You remember those?
I do.
The handles on the side, they were
of course.
Were a thrill. You'd go down the hill and you'd spin around in circles, not knowing which way you're going. But
exactly, yeah.
So we had it where we could, it's quite a long trail, and it went all downhill, and it ended at a stream down in the bottom. And that part, the last probably 100 yards or so, there was, you know, saplings and whatnot. So I had my cousin on the back of the sled. Her name was Harriet.
I know what's coming.
And I had Harriet on the back of my sled, and we're going down there, and she goes, "Wow, this is a hoot. We were flying."
Uh-huh.
Well, I hit a sapling. I said, "Oh, it'll bend." Well, it didn't. It stopped me dead in the trail.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And here comes Harriet, my cousin, flying over top of me, you know, doing a barrel roll down the hill in the snow. And, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I hurt, killed my cousin." She gets up and she goes, "I'll pull the sled up this time." I'll never forget that.
Let's do that again.
To do it, let's do it again.
Oh my gosh!
Keep on going, but and then my mother gets this Chesapeake Bay Retriever, and that dog was a retriever, and you would get flying down the hill. Well, that dog would chase you, and inevitably you lose a hat, your wool hat or a glove.
Or something,
He was going to retrieve something off of you.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
So But we used to have so much fun. And those are great memories of sledding and whatnot.
Well, you would end up in the creek if you managed to avoid all the saplings.
What? It was ice. You know.
The top of it
had ice on it, but we would sled. So much fun on that trail.
I had a toboggan, a wood toboggan, and you had to wax the bottom of it. I mean, that's, you know, old school stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we would sled ride and take that toboggan off of one of the hills that my first wife's uncle had up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. Just a ton of snow. From that hill, you could look across the mountain and see Mount Davis, the highest point in Maryland. In Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's how far up we were. But at the bottom of the hill, not only were there saplings, but there was a barbed wire fence. And you had to bail before you got to the fence.
Oh, wow.
Nobody ever went through it, but
Yeah.
Oh, that was another life a long time ago, man. We snowmobiled all the time, and we couldn't wait to hit those drifts and do that stuff. But, yeah. Wintertime in Somerset County, Pennsylvania is like wintertime in western Maryland. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, prior to the back when we used to get ice, we would actually, I wasn't good at it, but we'd skate, you know, on Lake Roland or Loch Raven or whatever. And that was some fun too, you know, going out and walking around the lake and stuff like that and exploring it. Amazing what you see. And, you know, when you got a good bed of snow and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely. I love hunting in the snow.
If I can, I got one of my stands is real close to the back of my house, and I'll, like you talk, I'll probably bait it up real quick. Inevitably, they'll find it.
Oh, sure.
And I would like to get one more doe before the season closes. I am definitely going to put my zoo off and my percussion cap with the...
That'll work.
That season is a hoot. That's so
much fun. I love that season. Yeah, and it looks like we got snow coming in Sunday before the Monday opener too. So,
well, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm going to pull down some of my fishing reels, which need maintenance and clean reels, and
sure,
you know, and do some indoor activities with
Absolutely. Get your reels ready to go. Do you remember Joel that used to own the boat dealership over there in Eldersburg in Westminster? Joel and his brother-in-law had the Grumman dealership with Mariner Motors. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah.
Joel was a good friend. Joel was a good friend. We went through our divorces together. He would get a brand new reel and clean out all the grease. And fill it up with toothpaste, and fish with it for a season full of toothpaste.
Really?
Yep. Huh. And he said that abrasive in the toothpaste would clean everything up and shine all those gears and shine all those fittings up.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the season, he'd rinse it all out and put fresh grease in.
I use that Remington Rim oil. Rim oil spray cleaner.
Yeah.
And or just good old, I know WD isn't the greatest thing, but for getting crud out of reels. Because I'm not going to sit there and disassemble the reel completely, but just, clean it and, you know, let it drain out into a pan or whatever. That worked pretty good, too.
The
reels were a lot simpler back then, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But... Yeah. Some rods that need new guides on them, and I scavenge guides off of broken rods, and so I'll do some rod repair. It's pretty ugly looking, but
if it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is. So
yeah, so I'll be doing some of that too, and then I'll probably be going up and down the driveway 100 times on my John Deere to keep the snow off, if I can.
At least nobody stole your snow shovel.
I haven't gone out and looked in the garage yet, but now
they may have, right?
Now that I've heard two stories, hopefully I'm not a victim.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You all have a good snowstorm.
Stay warm. Bye. Stay dry.
Stay warm.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, my. Lots to do here. So let's see what we can do first. Okay. A&M Auctions, day two. That'll be coming up. Well, hold on. Let me find the right script here. There it is. Okay. So the 21st Annual Firearm and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. The items are located at AM Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland, 21849. See www.amauctions.com. Now, the second day of the auction, the gun day, that is Wednesday, February 4th, 2026 at 5.03 p.m. and is online only, and the online bidding will be available at amauctions.com, www.amauctions.com, via proxy bid. That's a bidding service that goes directly to the auctioneer, and he fits your bid in right as you bid. It's live, and, you know, he might say, you know, 250 down in the audience. Well, there won't be an audience, but he'll be looking on his computer and he'll see 250, 260, 270, you know, that type of thing. And your bid will be in there as you bid it. On the auction block, estate collections and consignments. These are great. A selection of over 200 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and much more that evening. February 4th, 2026 at 5:03 AM auctions.com. The previews Monday, Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2026 from 4 to 7 p.m. See www.amauctions.com for more information. So I hope you'll be able to join that auction online. Now, Albright's Gun Shop, they are fully stocked with the largest selection of new and used guns in the Mid-Atlantic area. They're Cesar Guarini dealers, Fab Arms, Siren, exclusive dealers for Delaware, Maryland, and even Virginia. So Albright's Gun and Hunting Blowout Sale is coming up February 27th and 28th, all new and used guns will be on sale. It's a gun blowout. First Light and Barber clothing, 40% off. Good stuff. First Light camos, first rate. That's for sure. Albright's Gun Shop also has a free gun giveaway. You can win a classic pre-owned Remington 1187 in beautiful condition, 12-gauge Sportsman Field shotgun. All you got to do is register in the store. No purchase necessary. 36 East Dover Street in historic Easton, Maryland. That phone number is 410-820-8811. And check out the complete line of beautiful firearms, new and used. And that selection of Remingtons from a collection, left-hand 1100s, 20-gauge 1187s, some of them new in the box. You might want to stop in there soon and take a look at that rather than wait for the sale, because some of that stuff may be gone. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did. It was a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and it will be doing that at your house this week as the temperatures plunge. And you can fix all that by visiting Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Check out the gas, the wood, the pellet, or even the electric fireplace inserts. They have a great selection. They have great product knowledge. They have a great staff, friendly people. They have good prices. So why not check it out for sure? It's an alternative to what you're doing now, which is losing heat out your chimney. Fix all that. I'm looking over there at a beautiful flame right now. The room is just perfectly warm, and I'm just sitting here comfortably. The dogs are sleeping. Everybody's happy. So why not? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. They'll do the installation. They'll help you with anything you need done, the chimney, the brick or stonework. They can help you with that too. So Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Great selection of wood and pellet stoves, from the old-timey general store style to the modern square-looking wood stoves that are, you know, you can see the flame. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville? You'll get ready for at least for next year. Maybe you can get some of this year done if they can get you on the schedule. Backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And one more. One more. It is time again for... As soon as I find it, I'll tell you. It's the 79th Annual National Outdoor Show. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the 79th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 27th and 28th at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland, 21622. Show opens Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission is only $8 for adults, $4 per child. You can get your deer measured for the record book. Sick of deer, your whitetail, your black bale. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championships. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. The folks in Dorchester County are proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. And most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of their hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping, savor local seafood delicacies, and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. Friday and Saturday, February 27, 28, 2026. See you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. For times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on. All right. What did I mention? Oh, I was telling Aaron off the air that next week we'll start giving away tickets for the National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County that you just heard about, the World Muskrat Skinning Championship and Bucks, Bears, Stags, and the Cook Muskrat, and all the hobbyists and nonprofits and all the things that show up there at that local show. It's really great. A lot of fun for a lot of people, and a lot of people come from a long way away to attend that show. So if you got a deer that needs measured, you know, even from this season, if you're past the 60 days when you got it, by the end of February, the 27th, 28th, we can measure it up for you for the record book. So we'll have guys there to do that, and you know, you can walk around, you can get some French fries or some chicken strips or something while we're measuring your deer, and you can see all the exhibits, and you'll have a good time. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. That starts next week, so we'll give at least one pair of tickets away next week, maybe two pairs of tickets. So all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
Not yet.
No, I just got a text from a buddy, John B. He said he hopes it changes course and they get a lot less. And I'm replying right now. I don't care about the snow, but I could do without the freezing stuff, you know. So, but that looks like it's coming. So, but we'll see what happens. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I mentioned the luncheon I went to the other day. There's some interesting legislation coming down the pike. You know, in Maryland, if you listened last week, you know that we do have the right to fish and hunt here in Maryland as recognized by the General Assembly. There's a lawmaker that wants to make that a constitutional amendment. I suspect that's going to get shelled. When it gets to the General Assembly or the committee, or shelved, either one, and I'm not sure how that would work. There's also a lot of talk about Sunday hunting, universal Sunday hunting for wildlife, and then separately Sunday hunting for waterfowl in a separate bill. So we'll see what pans out with that. Neither of those have been dropped, but both are being drafted. So. You know, there's all that coming up. So we'll see what the General Assembly does, what their sense is for Sunday hunting. They don't have much of a taste for it, that I do know. So, all right, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Joe down in Whitman, my buddy Joe. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good, Alan. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. You waiting for that deck to get frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
I was just calling in this morning. I wanted to put a shout out to my son Henry for a most excellent sea ducking outing yesterday.
Oh, good. I must have missed your email.
Oh, you know, I did think about you, buddy. We had
to. Oh, I appreciate you thinking about me.
just about the time he got the flat top out on the motor cover and we were cooking up eggs and bacon, and I said, man, I wish Alan was here.
Yeah, see? Oh, well. Yeah. Maybe next time. When's the season over? I don't even know.
You know, I think it's next week. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Sure. Doesn't matter.
We're going to try to get out one more time.
Yeah, I had a good trip with the guys down at Chesapeake Beach. When I say good trip, good fellowship, not a lot of shooting. I picked out a bufflehead in a flock of about a dozen of them and took the shot ahead of it, of course, and it happened to fall out of the flock, and I was glad to get at least a shot at a bufflehead. I missed a surf scoter, as did my boat mate, and we were all together at the luncheon. The three of us went on that trip, and that was fun. That was fun. That was my first waterfowl hunt ever many, many years ago was sea ducking, you know, and yeah. Burn a lot of shells.
I hate to say it, but I think it averaged out about 7 shells per bird.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know,
I couldn't believe how many birds were out there yesterday. I mean, we shut the motor off, and I mean, the whole area was just crazy loud with birds.
Oh. You're killing me.
I thought it was a flock of geese at first.
You're killing me.
You're killing me. Constant all day long.
You're killing me. Both scoter and long tails?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
See any white wings?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that's the only sea duck I've not harvested. I've got a butterbill on my wall, which is a common or black scoter. I've got surf scoters. I've got long tails. I've even got eiders from Maine, drakes and hens. What else do I have over there? There's a beautiful long tail with a sprig that's about 6 inches long right there, right above my head. That was my first one. Pretty bird. So
that's outstanding.
Oh yeah, it was gorgeous, gorgeous. And then I got a little immature one up there that wouldn't die, and I mounted him out of respect for his resolve. And I look at him and think about what he endured at the end.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
He was shot. He was thumped. He was, you know, went home in the cooler with me, and I opened the cooler and he popped out. And I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy.
I'm not surprised. We had one a few years ago, and we threw him in the bucket, and we throw a few more on top of him. Next thing you know, he's on top again. I wring his neck again, mm-hmm. and he freaked me out. I mean, it was about an hour, and I finally had to put him back. Well, anyway, I resolved it.
Yeah, you do that.
Do you ever have a good recipe for preparing those birds?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Well, I've been actually trying to goad my son into calling sometime because he has worked over the years. A lot of people don't like the taste of them.
Yeah, I know that. So, yeah,
have to get a little creative in how they, you know, who wants them and all that.
Well, I can tell you who wants them. I'll text you off the air who wants them, who prepares them all the time at work. But his secret is very simple. He said you can soak them in water and get the blood out if you want. You can soak them overnight in buttermilk if you want. But he said none of that's necessary. We just breast them out, salt and pepper, slice them very thin, you know, like a nacho chip, and in butter, fry them in butter for about 2 seconds on each side. And he said they're really, really good.
I got you. Hats off to my son, like I said, for years and years. He's tried cooking them and putting them in with other meats and making sausage or, you know, just all this. But he finally came up, I believe it's the buttermilk method and whatnot. And he actually says he prefers the taste over some others now.
Well, that's right. The buttermilk's good. Now, my guide in Maine taught me that one, the buttermilk thing. But he also told me about the thin slicing and the flash frying, because as well as this other guy here in Maryland that does it like that. The eiders are excellent. I don't know if anybody's ever eaten an eider duck, but they are excellent. Far, far superior to our scoters and our old squaws. I'll just say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be unpolitically correct. But
I understand.
Yeah, you know, long-tailed duck. Okay, what's next? They're going to rename the black-eyed Susan something, you know, because of... Right. Domestic violence, who knows? But anyway. I mean, I've eaten them. They're not crazy good, but, you know, you shoot them, you're going to eat them. That's how that works. You know?
That's my point. It's just an ethical thing. I know a good result is what I'm looking
at. Yeah, but tell your son, do the buttermilk thing, enjoy that, but slice them real thin and do them. You know, fry them in butter or bacon grease just briefly. When I said 1 second on each side, I mean just, you know, you want to eat them rare, quite frankly. That's what you want. So.
Yep, I got you.
So, all right, cool.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Talk to you later. We're hoping to get out one more time this year. We'll see. I guess we tried to get out a few weeks ago. The creek was frozen. All the boat would do was go frontwards and backwards. So we
result
there. But okay. Here we go again.
All right, enjoy.
Take care, Alan. Thank you.
Talk to you, buddy. Thanks. Yep. See ya. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is your full-line Browning dealer. And look, you know, you've been deer hunting and you like your rifle, but it's time for a new one. So I'm going to give you a couple of options here. The BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown. BLR stands for Browning Lever Rifle. The rifle quickly takes down into two parts, easy to carry, easy to store. Non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish with a matte stainless steel barrel. Gray laminated, beautiful satin finish, straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount with swivel studs, too, for a strap. True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. It has the lines of the classic lever action rifle. like a 94 Winchester or, you know, a 336 Marlin or something like that, you'll be glad to take a look at this beautiful firearm. And it looks to me like it is fed with a magazine. It does not have the bullet gate on the side where they slide down the tube. So you got a magazine on the bottom to feed it. Comes in a lot of different calibers with that configuration. And then if you like the feel of an auto loader, there's the BAR MK3. BAR stands for Browning Auto Loader Rifle. The MK3 has a satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel, oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, a high relief engraving, shim adjustable for cast on and off and drop at the comb. So that is another gorgeous firearm. Put a nice scope on that. Comes in a lot of different calibers, and you will enjoy that. Now, if you just like the rimfire, well, Clyde's has a few of the T-bolts left. It's a beautiful walnut stock, straight comb, fine checkering, blued with sling studs. Comes in rimfire calibers. It's a T-bolt sporter. You might want to check that one out, too. All that at Clyde's Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Hale Thorpe, Baltimore, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydesSportShop.com, ClydesSportShop.com, two S's right there together. Open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, fishing tackle, live bait, and all the lures and accessories and terminal tackle you need, want, or imagine. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Hey, you know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands of fireplace inserts, as well as freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Look, I'm not going to go through the you know, the fireplace sucking the heat out of the room and all that stuff. All I can tell you is they got a friendly staff. They got great product knowledge. They have a great selection, and they've got good prices. They'll do the installation. They'll follow up with service and take care of you at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for your not only for your gas or, you know, wood or pellet or electric fireplace insert, but for anything and everything that you buy from Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today on your way somewhere? Not tomorrow, but today or next week. Route 50, exit 44B is the exit coming from the bridge. That is Evans Avenue. Backyard Billy's is located on Drummer Drive. So, Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four craze flavors: molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltzfus Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers, don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook. Visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-2722. 557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin
on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Do mine. Yep, gotta love it. 410 WCBM 680. Got time for one more phone call real quick. If somebody calls in, we'll be glad to put you on the air and talk with you about whatever you want to talk about. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's what we talk about here. So, anyway, still seriously thinking about going hunting this afternoon. Wind was horrible last night, but I think it's going to be down. The only deal is it's north-northeast, which isn't the best wind, but it's not horrible. So if they go and they're going to feed up before the storm actually hits, might not be a bad time to go. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll let you know next week if I decide to do that. Or I may just stay in and chill out. You never know. Tomorrow's going to be chill out, but I am going to be working on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, getting ready for the spring issue, February, March, April, and we got a lot of work to do for that. So looking forward to it. We actually expanded a little bit into Pennsylvania this issue. The Delaware folks are doing great. Which is wonderful to see them still there. And, you know, we're just rocking and rolling with the Hunting Quarterly. So keep in mind the events in Cambridge, the Expo, Explore the Outdoors Expo on the 21st, and the National Outdoor Show on the 27th and 28th. Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there to measure animals for the record book. And it looks like we're going to get some really... Okay, Sonny, let's talk to Sonny. Morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Advice for all your good guys.
Go.
If you got cash, get rid of it. Buy gold and silver.
Oh, well, thanks. That has a lot to do with the outdoors. Goodbye, Sonny. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for that at the end, that quick hit. So, anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about. It doesn't really matter. Oh, what I was going to say is we're talking with DNR about some super exposure for Maryland's official record keepers, Bucks, Bears, Stags. Hopefully that'll come off Monday. They'll be doing some video on measuring, and that'll be in the DNR magazine. So it goes out to 50,000 people. More awareness. The state record velvet buck that we put on our Facebook page a couple of weeks ago has garnered over 202,000 hits on our social media. So we're getting out there. Hey, folks, there's the music. That means the end of the show for this week. We'll be back next week. So listen, love the Lord, love your family, love your freedom, and love your friends. See you next week.